In the 10th chapter of Luke's Gospel, we have that very familiar story that we refer to as the Good Samaritan. You will remember a lawyer was asking some questions of the Lord Jesus, what he must do to inherit eternal life. The Lord Jesus told him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself." He apparently saw the hopelessness of such a goal. And so he tried to throw it off by asking the Lord, "Who is my neighbor?" And the Lord Jesus proceeded to tell him this story about a certain man which went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. He fell among thieves. He was robbed, beaten, and left half dead. The story goes on to tell us about two men who came by and either could not or would not assist this man. But finally a man came by, a Samaritan. And incidentally, the Samaritans and the Jews were not on friendly terms. And yet this Samaritan not only stopped to help the man, he ministered to him of his own necessities. He carried him to an inn. He left him in the innkeeper's care after doing for him all that he could, and promised the innkeeper, "I will return and pay all that he owes you." Of course, he left some payment. But he said, "If there's anything else that needs to be paid, when I come back, I'll repay it." I'd like to ask you today, friend of mine, what do you see in this particular story for yourself? First of all, who is this man? Well, we can see him, first of all, as our neighbors. I'm assuming, of course, that you, to whom I'm speaking today, you are a Christian. I don't mean simply religious or simply a church member, but if you're a true, born-again Christian, one who knows and loves the Lord Jesus, we can see in this man our neighbors and our friends and our relatives who do not know the Lord Jesus. They have been robbed by Satan. This robbery took place in the Garden of Eden. They were beaten down by their own flesh, and they have been left dead in a calloused world. The man in Luke chapter 10 was half dead, but men and women everywhere outside of Jesus Christ are totally dead, completely dead in sin, dead to God. Let me ask you, who can help our friends and neighbors who know not the Savior? True, the world can educate them. The flesh can appease them. The devil can deceive them. Society can help them adjust through psychology and so forth. Even this great country of ours can comfort them, offer them a fun break. But it's you and I alone, those of us who are Christians, who can introduce them to the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you imagine a doctor who would watch an injured person die? A lifeguard who would not watch a little child drown and not attempt to make a rescue? Miners who would let their friends perish in a mine explosion without seeking to reach them? Can you imagine a preacher that I heard of who didn't want a phone in his new home because he didn't want to be bothered by those in his church? Can you imagine a Christian who not only doesn't pray for the lost, but has no concern for them? He's like the ones in Luke 10 who went by and offered no hope, no help. Friend of mine, for those of us who have been redeemed by the grace of God, we can go in and take the good news of salvation. We can be the Good Samaritan to those who are lost, to those who know not Christ, by telling them of the redemptive work found in Jesus Christ. But actually, the Lord Jesus is the only real Good Samaritan. He is the true Samaritan, for he is the one who came to this world and went to the cross of Calvary. And there he paid the debt, mine and yours. He paid it in total. He paid it in full. Without any help from us, the Lord Jesus paid it all. And he has promised, as the Samaritan said to the innkeeper, "I will come again." Make sure, friend, if he came today, you would be ready. Amen.